advice I ever received. Hi, my name is Shirley Grace Hart. I'm the host of Coffee or Wine with Shirley. So if you're just joining us, this is Coffee or Wine with Shirley, a podcast that talks about everything that has to do with your professional growth, you growing socially, level up, guys. Okay, so basically, today we'll be talking about the best advice I ever received. Let me see. The best advice I ever received was... Good. Okay, so my best advice would be from my mom. In fact, it's a constant advice that she, word of encouragement or something that she gives to me when she says, hold on to God, don't forget where you're coming from. As long as you have God in your corner, there's nothing you cannot achieve. I think that's an advice. Yeah, that's an advice. Good. So, what advice that you have received that that keeps ringing in your head whenever you want to either go wrong or whenever you feel alone or discouraged to move on or hit that particular goal? We have amazing people in our lives. We have people that are just, they're just really amazing. Sometimes they talk to us in ways that we may not like. They call us out on our BS when we don't want them to. We don't want to hear what they have to say because deep down we know they're actually saying the truth. They might be mean when they're saying it. They might not put it in a song, but we do know that they are actually telling us the gospel truth. They're telling us to grow up. They're telling us to take our health seriously. They're telling us even the advice of wear a face mask. I think that's the best advice we received in 2020. Wear a face mask. Right now, we are all just so careless. Like, I for one, if I go to the supermarket and they tell me, ma, you can't enter because you're not wearing a face mask, the kind of eyes to look at them, eh? But deep down, I know that they're actually giving me the right advice. Like, the caution is out there. Wear a face mask when you're going out. But I think to us, I don't know, a part of me just feels COVID, I don't know, but I think that's one of the best advice. Wear a face mask when you're going out. Use hand sanitizer. Wash your hand when you get back from work or once you go outside. We receive those advice, but do we take it seriously? No, we don't. Okay, even when we receive the advice of maybe leave the abusive husband or report your noisy neighbor and stop complaining. Yes, we receive those kind of advice too, but do we take it? No, we rather want to just sit in our house and be complaining and we can't actually say some things to some people's face. We just murmur like the children of Israel. That's what we do. Yes. So please, I would like to know. I'll be asking you. Please, I need to know most of the advice that you've received growing up, maybe from your teachers, from your friends, from your colleague, from your spouse, that really, really, really mattered to you. You might not have wanted to yet at that particular time, but it actually helped you scale through. Is it take mass seriously for those of us that are, we are not mass fans? Okay. Did you receive the advice of take mass seriously else you repeat SS2? Or did you, maybe someone told you, why don't you invite 50 guests to your wedding because at the end of the day, people eat your food and then when they go home, you and your husband will struggle for what you guys will eat. So what are the advice that actually shaped you? What are the advice that you actually received? For me, one of the advice I actually received from a friend of mine was start a podcast, which is something I'm doing. She was very mean. Very mean when she was saying it. She was like, it's me that you're going to be talking to about what I should do. You have been wanting to start a podcast and you have not. Keep talking yourself out of it. Don't go and start. Your mates out there, they're making waves. And then I didn't even want to hear it. I was like, I was just being vulnerable right now. You just hit me with this. But yeah, I'm doing it right. So let me hear those advice, and maybe one or two of them will actually shape me or shape any of our listeners out there. Once again, this is Coffee or Wine with Shirley. Yes, right now I'm not taking wine, and it's morning, so I'm basically just taking my cup of coffee. So let me hear your output. Thank you so much for listening today. I am so grateful for all my listeners, 7 of you. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. All right, bye. Best advice I ever received. Hi, my name is Shirley Greatheart. I'm the host of Coffee or Wine with Shirley. So if you're just joining us, this is Coffee or Wine with Shirley, a podcast that talks about everything that has to do with your professional growth, you growing socially, level up, guys. Okay, so basically, today we'll be talking about the best advice I ever received. Let me see. The best advice I ever received was... Good. Okay, so my best advice would be from my mom. In fact, it's a constant advice that she, word of encouragement or something that she gives to me when she says, hold on to God, don't forget where you're coming from. As long as you have God in your corner, there's nothing you cannot achieve. I think that's an advice. Yeah, that's an advice. Good. So, what advice that you have received that that keeps ringing in your head whenever you want to either go wrong or whenever you feel alone or discouraged to move on or hit that particular goal? We have amazing people in our lives. We have people that are just really amazing. Sometimes they talk to us in ways that we may not like. They call us out on our BS when we don't want them to. We don't want to hear what they have to say, because deep down we know they're actually saying the truth. They might be mean when they're saying it. They might not put it in a song, but we do know that they are actually telling us the gospel truth. They're telling us to grow up. They're telling us to take our health seriously. They're telling us even the advice of wear a face mask. I think that's the best advice we received in 2020. Wear a face mask. Right now, we are all just so careless. If I go to the supermarket and they tell me, Ma, you can't enter because you're not wearing a face mask, the kind of eyes to look at them, eh? But deep down, I know that they're actually giving me the right advice. Like, the caution is out there. Wear a face mask when you're going out. But I think to us, I don't know, a part of me just feels COVID. I don't know. But I think that's one of the best advice. Wear a face mask when you're going out. Use hand sanitizer. Wash your hand when you get back from work or once you go outside. We receive those advice, but do we take it seriously? No, we don't. Okay, even when we receive the advice of maybe leave the abusive husband or report your noisy neighbor and stop complaining. Yes, we receive those kind of advice too, but do we take it? No, we rather want to just sit in our house and be complaining and we can't actually say some things to some people's face. We just murmur like the children of Israel. That's what we do. Yes. So please, I would like to know. I'll be asking you. Please, I need to know most of the advice that you've received growing up, maybe from your teachers, from your friends, from your colleague, from your spouse, that really, really, really mattered to you. You might not have wanted to hear it at that particular time, but it actually helped you scale through. Is it take mass seriously for those of us that we are not mass fans? Okay. Did you receive the advice of take mass seriously, else you repeat SS2? Or did you Maybe someone told you, why don't you invite 50 guests to your wedding, because at the end of the day, people eat your food, and then when they go home, you and your husband will struggle for what you guys will eat. So what are the advice that actually shaped you? What are the advice that you actually received? For me, one of the advice I actually received from a friend of mine was, start a podcast, which is something I'm doing. She was very mean when she was saying it. She was like, it's me that you're going to be talking to about what I should do. You have been wanting to start a podcast and you have not. Keep talking yourself out of it. Don't go and start. Your mates out there, they're making waves. And then I didn't even want to hear it. I was like, I was just being vulnerable right now. You just hit me with this. But yeah, I'm doing it right. So let me hear those advice, and maybe one or two of them will actually shape me or shape any of our listeners out there. Once again, this is Coffee or Wine with Shirley. Yes, right now I'm not taking wine, and it's morning, so I'm basically just taking my cup of coffee. So let me hear your output. Thank you so much for listening today. I am so grateful for all my listeners, 7 of you. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.